Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149. $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We are going to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. We have a great show. I'm so glad you're joining us here on American Voice Radio. You know what's coming up, don't you? It's a Valentine's Day. Yeah, so we're going to talk about heart health. You know, Valentine's and hearts seem to go together. So we're going to cover some of that. And also we're going to talk about some ancient supplements. You know, some of that neat stuff our ancient ancestors did and we could still do and get great results. And also, if we get time, we might touch on the topic of asthma, just in case any of you out there have that issue. And coming up soon this month on the 19th, we're going to be here with Dr. Rebecca Carley. She's going to be joining us and enlightening us. And don't forget, any of you folks out there that still haven't, you know, gotten your backup currency, the, you know, gold and silver coin, you know, as a backup, you may want to do that soon. And I got just the place for you to call. It's called Discount Gold and Silver. and ask for Melanie Cederstrom. She's a great person. She won't sell you anything you don't need. And their toll-free number is 800-375-4188. That's Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Their link is on the powerherbs.com's link page if you want to check out their website. Otherwise, give them a call and speak to someone there at 800-375-4188. And, you know, do it while you can before the market goes really crazy. You know, we live in interesting times, right? Well, we have a quack report. It's a small one tonight, but we still got one. And before we get to that, a big salute and Semper Fi. We're praying for all of our military, all our righteous men and women in uniform. We're praying for all our righteous ministers. We're praying for all of America. And we got to hit the knees and seek the Lord's face because the time is growing short. And if you're going to talk to your minister, and if you need to set them straight, because a lot of them, you know, need some encouragement, you might want to say, you know, preacher, tell us what we need to hear, not what we want to hear. You know, be salt, not sugar. And basically, all the problems that you see in the world, you can trace it all back to the pulpit. Yes, you can. And I didn't say that. The good book says that. The Bible says that. So mind the time, folks. It grows short. Pray. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Hey, any of you out there on welfare or food stamps or know somebody who is? Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they've been looking for some new ways to develop a way to decrease the fraud on the federal food stamp program. Currently, it covers about 50 million Americans, and it's adding 10,000 new enrollees every day. So they think they're going to do a radio frequency identification RFID chip to track and identify the food stamp recipients on a whole national level. So the agency's ultimate goal, they're telling us, is to develop a new tracking protocol to improve the integrity of the program. The program, of course, as you know, is called the Supplement Assistance Nutrition Program, or SNAP for short. They want to do the bio-identification technologies, which they're kind of rolling out now to identify the food stamp recipients to, you know, decrease that double-dipping problem. Some states like California, New York, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Jersey are already employing biometric technologies. They got the fingerprint identification, facial recognition, the retina scan. And apart from the federal government, it's part of the federal government's mandate, so that's what they have. Now, so how does this all tie in with the RFID chip? Well, it's part of the biometric paradigm, and it includes the chips already being used in your credit cards and other payment devices. So they've already rolled out this system throughout India where biometric ID cards have been issued to 1.2 billion residents there, and apparently America is next. So, I don't know. Is that the mark of the beast? Can't buy, sell, or trade without it? I don't know. Maybe. Let's see. Last but not least in the Quack Report, we're going to talk about aspirin. Anybody out there taking an aspirin a day? There's some new study out of Australia. University of Sydney has published their new research in the Journal of JAMA Internal Medicine. They say people who are taking the aspirin regimen every day to reduce the risk of heart attacks and strokes may be more likely to suffer age-related macular degeneration, which is the primary cause of blindness in people over 50. So the study was funded by the National Health and Medical Research Council of Australia. And the macular degeneration basically is characterized by this gradual destruction of the macula, which is a central portion of your eye, responsible for you seeing objects clearly. And it typically affects people 50 and older. So many people are taking an aspirin every day in order to prevent their cardiovascular symptoms of heart attack and stroke, using it as a blood thinner. But the studies are showing that it significantly increases your risk also of cerebral gastrointestinal bleeding, and now this new study poses the risk of macular degeneration has to be also now considered. So is there another way to thin the blood? Well, of course there is. And if you listen to Herb Talk Live, you're going to know. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All righty, this segment of the show is Dear Valentine, because we have Valentine's Day coming up next week. Yes, it's that time of year when the roses and the cards and the candy is exchanged to celebrate what has become a national day of love called Valentine's Day. Although flowers are not going to adversely affect your health, of course, unless you're allergic to flowers. However, eating too much sugar, not too healthy for you. And some might speculate, well, let's get the sugar-free box of chocolates this year. That'll be healthier. Well, in my opinion, anything with artificial sweetener would not be healthier. So a kiss on Valentine's Day is supposed to bring you luck for the whole year. Is there anything else that we can do to improve our health for 2013? Well, we're going to find out. First, I want to talk about a little bit of Valentine trivia. Yes, yes. In the United States, Valentine's Day is the fourth biggest holiday, and more than 36 million heart-shaped boxes of chocolate are going to be sold for Valentine's Day. And men, they state that they prefer to receive chocolates rather than flowers, but 22% do say they like flowers, to get flowers from their sweethearts. However, a majority of men, they prefer either the chocolates or the techno gadgets, you know, or tools for Valentine's Day. Now, the exchange of gifts and cards is believed to have started around the 17th century, and most of the Valentine's Day cards during the 17th century would have been, you know, a poem or a riddle. Commercial Valentine's Day cards, they didn't appear until the 1800s. Now, chocolate was believed to be an aphrodisiac, making women more susceptible to a man's advances. Now, it's said that the famous Casanova, he preferred chocolate to champagne. And the ancient Aztecs, they thought chocolate made their men more virile. Americans buy over 180 million Valentine's Day cards, and of course the U.S. Post Office offers those special stamps for the occasion. America has over 1,200 chocolate and candy manufacturers selling over $15 million worth of product. And Americans eat over 23 pounds of candy every year. Florists, well, they sell about $400 million worth of flowers, and $24 million of that is for roses on Valentine's Day. Jewelry stores will also cash in. They'll sell over $2 million worth of bling. So Americans are going to open their wallets, and they're going to spend an astounding $277 million on 2.6 billion Valentine's Day cards and millions on candy and jewelry. And who do you suppose receives the most Valentine's Day cards? Well, that would be teachers, followed by elementary school children. Yeah, you remember that. Everybody had Valentine's, and they exchange the cards. Well, let's talk about some heart smart stuff, because the biggest symbol of Valentine's Day is that big red heart. You can't miss the thing, you know? It's everywhere. It also has become a culturally recognized logo for heart health. Now, Cheerios and other packaged foods are branding their products as, quote, heart healthy, and they're displaying a big red heart on their packaging. I've also seen ads for heart drugs, like your beta blockers, your diuretics, your ACE inhibitors, your calcium channel blockers, your nitrates and antiplatelets drug products. They display the heart logo too. So our brains are geared to brand recognition advertising. And just because the heart symbol is there does not mean it's really healthy for your heart. Now, if the heart drug Werfen, also known as rat poison, if that were in a heart-shaped tablet, would that make it healthier? Just asking. No, of course it wouldn't. So the AMA and the American Heart Association, they would like us to believe that we're all going to suffer from broken hearts if it were not for them. Well, if you think you are at risk of heart disease, hey, then stop eating animal foods. Go vegetarian. Yeah, most heart patients find that a lifestyle change is one of the biggest things that they can do for their health. Let's look at some heart facts, because your heart is an amazing organ. The human heart takes a lot of pressure, but you know it's designed to. That's right. An adult heart beats 72 times per minute, or about 100,000 times a day. A healthy heart weighs 11 ounces, and it's able to pump 2,000 gallons of blood through 60,000 miles of blood vessels every day. And that's amazing. And you know, your kitchen faucet would need to be open on full blast for 45 years to equal the amount of blood your heart pumps in your lifetime, which is equal to about 1.5 million barrels of blood. So the human heart has energy and its own electrical impulses. Every day your heart is beating, it creates enough energy to drive a truck 20 miles. And where does the body put the blood? Well, about 5% of it supplies the heart muscle. 20% goes to your brain and nervous system. 22% goes to your kidneys. And the rest goes to your digestive tract and your other organs and tissues. So the human heart begins to beat at about 4 weeks after conception, and it won't stop until death. And if you do not get adequate and consistent sleep, your heart will develop irregular heartbeats called premature ventricular contractions, or PVCs for short. Now, sleep apnea can negatively affect the heart, and cocaine can negatively affect your heart's electrical pulse, cause you to have a heart attack. So, who was the first person to invent the stethoscope, and why? Well, in the 1800s, a French physician by the name of René Laennec, he felt it was inappropriate for him to place his ear on the chest of his large-breasted female patients. Now, if you want to know how hard your heart works to pump your blood, just take a tennis ball and squeeze it tightly. That'll give you an idea. But, you know, there are some ways to prevent heart disease. Heart problems are preventable, because the real problem behind it all, behind ill heart health, is our lifestyle. So therefore, we all have that power to avoid heart disease, to avoid having to take heart drugs for life, and avoid surgery, and avoid dragging that oxygen tank around, and avoid missing out on activities, avoid missing out on life, and dying prematurely. We have the power to prevent that. So lifestyle changes to healthier living is going to be part one. And then part two is trying to stop worrying. Yeah, don't worry so much about things you can't control. That'll put a lot of stress on your heart, okay? And, you know, stop smoking if you're smoking, and stop avoiding exercise if you're kind of not getting up and moving, okay? So when you do that, when you build upon a good, healthy lifestyle change, you get the exercise in on a regular basis, and you stop worrying so much, and you quit smoking, you know what? The blood pressure comes down. The weight comes off. The blood sugar balances, and the cholesterol becomes normal. So when you stop doing what has made you ill for years, you can forget the prescription pills and the hover around. You won't need that. And who wants to just exist through life? You have the power to change everything. You know what? So here at Apothecary Herbs, we only stock the good stuff. So you have basically an herbal apothecary at your disposal. So you can look for a lot of the formulas that are designed to is strengthen the cardiovascular system, which is the direct opposite of heart drugs, which weaken it. So you can look for their circulation formula, their heart blood pressure cholesterol formula, their hawthorn berries tincture, their heart attack pack, which is kind of neat, take with you as an emergency. They have the blood cleanser, and they have ginger root and relaxation formula, which is great for if you need kind of like a diuretic. Of course, you know, garlic is a natural blood thinner, and you're going to find that in their heart formula. And, you know, if you get some more nutrition, so you're not eating so much, You can try their Body Foundation food mix so you won't feel hungry in between meals. You won't be tempted to go pick up a bag of chips and you know, get that exercise in, you know, because you'll feel lighter, more energized, that you'll want to move and exercise. So you can give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call on their toll-free number at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, and ask them to send you a free product catalog. Of course, you can check out their formulas on their website at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Yeah, it's you and God's good herbs and lifestyle change. You know, you're get that noodling gear. You know, be determined. You know, it all starts in your head. Everything starts there. As a man thinketh, so is he. So if you want to be strong and healthy, it starts in your head. And then you make plans, and then you put those plans in action. Of course, you know, if you're worrying a lot, they do have a lot of herbs there that help you relax, remove tension. They have the valerian root, emotional stress formula, so that'll take a lot of stress off your system as well. Or you can just give them a call and ask them what road to go down for your particular issue. They can tell you what they would do if they were you. Okay. Toll-free number once again is 866-229-3663. And of course, you know, February, it's the month of February, and it is the big flu month, the biggest flu month in the winter. So don't worry, because you can save an additional 15% on the deluxe cold and flu package on the powerherbs.com website, or give them a call and just mention coupon February or FEB13. Yep. All through February, you can save up to 15%. Of course, they do have a pandemic kit, which if you have that already, that's a great kit for the flu bug as well. So you've got tools, you got instructions, you got, you know, product support with the folks at Apothecary Herbs so that you can make a difference in your life. Be stronger, be healthier, be happier, and be able to take on what's a-coming, whatever that is, right?
Right.
All righty. Well, we're going to talk about asthma. I know we're going to take a break in a little bit, but we're going to jump start with our asthma little topic here, because we've talked about asthma a little bit in the past. A lot of people suffer from asthma attack, too many Americans, actually. We've got 16 million adults and 7 million children with asthma. Now, the percentage of children that's diagnosed with asthma is pretty high, 10%. And only 3% of those cases tend to get resolved as the child moves into adulthood. Asthma isn't going to be cured by your medical profession because patient visits account for nearly $11 million a year. They're not saying goodbye to that money, okay? So they're not going to cure you if you have asthma. They're going to manage your asthma. So yearly hospital admissions for asthma is over 400,000 with an average stay of 3 to 4 days. And it costs about $16 million a year. They're not saying goodbye to that money either. Some health experts now suspect vaccinations as an early trigger to developing asthma in kids. That's what Dr. Carly believes, and she said that before. So each year, 3,600 asthma patients die from their condition. And in a majority of the cases, this suffering and expense pretty unnecessary. So let's see what we can do to diminish the severity of your asthma and possibly reverse that condition. First, I want to look at what our ancient ancestors did, because asthma has a long history, and it's mentioned in the ancient writings of the Egyptians. The medicines the Egyptians used for asthma were food, spices, and, of course, herbs. And in one Egyptian medical text around 1550 BC, physicians recommended figs, grapes, frankincense, cumin, juniper berries, wine, and sweet beer. In ancient China, camellia tea was used for its antispasmodic action. Later in 1888, an asthma drug called theophylline was derived from camellia. So the ancient Greeks and the Romans, they tend to use garlic, pepper, cinnamon, and vinegar. And during the medieval period, fennel seed, parsley, mint, fish, fenugreek, radishes, raisins, and barley porridge were used. So they were They were attacking it from a nutritional standpoint is what they were doing. So science is kind of still poring over this folk medicine to see if there's anything they miss that could be used. And if they discover it, you know, if pungent herbs and foods, let's say, work best, what chemical can the pharmaceutical company extract from that to make a drug for you? Well, let's talk about the characteristics of asthma real quickly, because it's not too difficult to spot an asthma attack. The unfortunate individual who suffers from recurrent wheezing and coughing and shortness of breath is obviously the victim of asthma. So the attacks can be mild or severe when the airways to the lung become blocked or clogged with mucus. So if the blockage is not removed quickly, suffocation can occur. And modern medicine lists the cause of asthma as chronic inflammation and a thickening of the bronchial and nasal passages. So the inflammation triggers muscle spasms, further constricting of the air passages, making the breathing extremely difficult. And most medications will reduce the inflammation caused by the asthma. So they shrink the passages, the drugs do, the corticosteroids do, so that the person can breathe. Obviously, you know, in a life-threatening situation, okay, yeah. But let's see if we can't reverse the problem and not have to go there. Let's look at some of the asthma triggers quickly. A majority of the asthma conditions are basically caused by allergies to toxins, foods, and sometimes even vaccines. The body will produce an antibody in response to these toxins. So one toxin trigger is formaldehyde. However, the human body cannot create an antibody for this toxin. Other triggers are perfume, fireplace smoke, tobacco smoke, kerosene heater, carbon emissions, and other non-chemical triggers are going to be stress, trauma, cold fronts, cold air, and even noise. And also eating different foods, we can tend to alleviate some of the asthma attacks by reducing the inflammation response, by dilating the bronchial for easier breathing, and reducing that mucus buildup and avoiding foods that tend to trigger these allergic responses. So we're going to get into that through this segment. So when a human body is exposed to these toxins, the body's response is, I got to detoxify these chemical substances, and it tries to do that through hormones, cholesterol, vitamin nutrition, and your fatty acids. It is extremely important to have sufficient nutritional stores in the body to perform those functions. So if, for instance, your liver will be responsible for a majority of these functions, and the liver cleanse may be helpful to you at some point. You know, keep that liver functioning properly. Okay, so it's winter time. So let's talk about these asthma attacks you tend to get in winter. One study found that whether cold fronts bring on asthma attacks, the atmosphere gas can fluctuate and the moisture can mix with various low-altitude pollutant particles. Those particle matters can change, and the number of molecules in a unit of air can trigger a breathing problem. Dr. Dean Shepherd of the University of California, San Francisco School of Medicine, he found that kerosene heaters change that carbon and nitrogen dioxide as well as sulfur dioxide in the air. So sulfur dioxide can cause bronchial spasm, and asthma sufferers should avoid being around kerosene heaters. So the glow of a wood-burning fire may be nice and inviting, but it's not recommended for asthmatics because burned wood will emit formaldehyde into the air. And if you need an alternate heat source, an EPA study recommends pellet-burning stoves instead. So if you have a wood stove, you may want to get rid of that if you're asthmatic. I can see by the clock we got to take a little bit of a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some food therapy. Be right back.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663. 229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
another owner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another owner in the night.
Back here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about asthma and how you can manage it a bit better without drugs and reverse symptoms by, you know, tweaking that lifestyle a little bit. Let's talk about some food therapy for a little bit. In a German study by Dr. Walter Dorsch of Johannes Gutenberg University, his study showed that onions can be an asthma sufferer's best friend. Dr. Dorsch found that onions have a strong anti-inflammatory action similar to anti-inflammatory drugs. The study reported that the onion anti-inflammatory compounds were stronger than the popular anti-inflammatory drug prednisone. And so prednisolone itself, he says, was great, but, you know, the onion held its own or did even better. Dr. Dorsch was able to prove that by consuming onions or onion juice will reduce the risk of an asthmatic attack by 50%. The isolated compound, he said, in onion, they think, is responsible for that anti-inflammatory action is the thiosulfonate. So onions also contain quercetin, an antioxidant, and that's known to relieve hay fever and also to stabilize cell membranes, which tend to release a histamine. So a study out of the New York State University by Dr. Eric Block, he found another sulfur compound in the onion that blocks the chemical reactions that tend to lead to an asthma attack. So put onions on your list. The next food we're going to talk about is some fatty fish. Apparently, the oil from fatty fish can be beneficial for asthmatics. By adding this fatty fish to your diet, the body's able to regenerate the lining of the airways and remove that thickening and scarred tissue and restore easier breathing. You know, especially if you've been using corticosteroid inhalers, they tend to create a lot of scar tissue there. Now, according to a British study with asthma patients that ate 8 ounces of mackerel a day or taking high doses of fish oil for 10 weeks, they reported a 50% reduction in the inflamed passages. Now, the researchers think it's the leukotrienes which help normalize the bronchial constrictions better than even histamine. So by adding some fatty fish that contain a lot of omega-3 fatty acids to your diet, you can add some salmon, sardine, tuna, mackerel, and it can prevent the asthma attacks. It is an interesting statistic that cold weather, as we mentioned, can trigger asthma, yet Eskimos who eat fish consistently have little or no asthma. Interesting fact. Dr. Joel Schwartz conducted a study with the Environmental Protection Agency, and he found that fish eaters, they're less likely to develop asthma or other respiratory problems. Now, the London study at Guy's Hospital confirmed Dr. Schwartz's findings, as did the French study out of Rothschild Hospital. So put fish right underneath onions on your grocery list. Next is the fruits and vegetables category. The vitamin C that you find in your fruits and vegetables can help you breathe easier. During Dr. Schwartz's fish study, he found that fruits and veggies can help control inflammation and the response of asthma. He found that by eating foods with at least 300 milligrams of vitamin C, our blood becomes rich with the nutrient and reduces asthmatic responses and bronchitis by 30%. So to equal Dr. Swartz's vitamin C requirement, you'd have to eat about 3 cups of broccoli or drink 3 ounces or glasses of orange juice a day. So 3 8-ounce glasses of orange juice a day, I guess you could do that. That's not bad. Most American diets don't come close to this level, though. And Dr. Swartz says the vitamin C will stimulate histamine production, and this can eliminate contractions of the bronchial muscles, which can trigger an asthma attack. So the vitamin C is going to also stimulate the prostaglandins to control the inflammation. Some other studies have been done using 500 to 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C to stop or prevent asthma attack. And other research has reported that when asthmatics go vegetarian or they remove a large majority of the meat from their diet, they report a 71% improvement in just 4 months. Isn't that interesting? So if you put the onions in the diet, which will reduce asthmatic attacks by 50%, and you put the vitamin C fruits and vegetables in the diet, which will prevent the asthmatic attacks by another 30%, so there is, what, 80% reduction in asthma just by adding those foods. Look at that. Okay, so when the dietary changes include removing meat and dairy, dairy is also important to remove that from the diet, asthmatics reported 92% improvement in reduction in asthma attacks. So these foods are suspected, your meats and your dairy are suspected to cause allergic reaction triggers for asthmatics. And the other theory is that animal foods contain more anhydrous acid, which causes inflammation responses. So, plus, you know, your dairy is a mucousy food. Not good if you're trying to breathe, you know. Okay, I want to talk about some spices, some herbs, real quickly. Cayenne, your hot and spicy foods, have long been an asthma deterrent. You want to deter asthma and have some hot stuff. These types of foods are blockage busters. They open up airways. And how do they work? Well, according to Dr. Erwin Zement, a pulmonary disease expert at UCLA, he said hot peppers, your garlic, your mustard, your ginger, your onions, they offer a mucokinetic action. In other words, they thin mucus and they move it out of the way. So these foods stimulate the nerve endings, and they release water secretions in the body to move mucus out, to get it out of the body. Let's talk about some food triggers for the asthmatics. There are certain foods that will bring on an asthma attack. Most common foods are going to be eggs and certain types of fish, like shellfish, okay? Your fatty fish is okay. Nuts, chocolate, and Coca-Cola. Also on the list for stimulating asthma attacks. A study by Hammersmith Hospital in London, they found that Coke triggers asthma anywhere from 1 hour to 4 days after you consume it. Somehow the Coke production increases a sensitivity to a histamine. So a study from the Netherlands also found that some foods that offer low onset or a delayed trigger to asthma anywhere from 48 to 56 hours after you eat it or are around it. So there are some foods that have a delay, is what they want you to be aware of. Patients that should avoid foods, keep a food journal, they're saying, and avoid those foods. Keep a food journal for 6 to 12 months, you know. Just keep a food journal handy and refer back to it often. And you can improve your asthma by 93%. How about that? Oh, on your list of asthma triggers, your MSG. And you should get a full list of MSG and MSG aliases, because the food industry is renaming monosodium glutamate so you don't know that it's in there. So Secret Assassins in Foods is a really good book that will list all the names the food industry gives MSG, and that's by Dr. Truott, O-T-T, so you can find that out there on the internet and avoid that asthma. I'm going to talk about garlic. It's a wonderful herb to use not only to fight off viral and bacterial infections and to help thin thick blood, but it also helps with bronchial secretions. Also, willow bark and mullein are other herbs that are able to reduce pain and inflammation in the pulmonary organs. Lobelia herb is a powerful antispasmodic. Okay, so you can relax the chest cavity muscle and dilate the bronchial for you. So a lot of asthmatics like that herb. It's called lobelia. And marshmallow root, very high in natural calcium, helps soothe inflamed respiratory passages. Now, if you get a little tense or uptight, nervous-wise, valerian root will calm irritated nerves that tend to trigger an asthma attack. Of course, the cayenne is a blockage buster to move that mucus out. So you have all these herbs. They're available. The folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have all that. They have garlic juice. They have mullein tincture. They have the willow bark in their pain and anti-inflammatory formula. You'll find the lobelia in the relaxation formula, so check that out. Marshmallow roots there, valerian root, of course, peppermint leaf, and your cayenne in your circulation formula, and, of course, the milk thistle for your liver to help detox you. So you have lots of tools and now tons of information at your disposal so that you can reverse this condition by changing lifestyle a little bit, tweaking things, how you live a little. Just change some things, and you can sidestep these problems. All right, so check them out. ThePowerHerbs.com is their website. Of course, you can give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277 and ask for a free product catalog. And don't forget, flu month, February, big month, biggest flu month ever. Winter time. It's not over yet, folks. So if you're looking for some natural ways to, you know, power up your immune system, or if you do get the flu, get over it really quickly, like in 2 days, then check out the deluxe cold and flu package at thepowerherbs.com. Very cool. Let's see. We're going to talk about some ancient supplements. We got a few minutes, so that's what we're going to do. And I have a question. We're going to go way back. We are going way back biblically. That's how far back we're going. Most baby boomers have some knowledge of the Holy Scriptures. And they know about the story of Methuselah, the guy that lived the longest. If you don't know that story in the Bible, it's the guy who lived the longest is mentioned in the Bible. His name's Methuselah. Now, natural health experts state that we only live a fraction of our lives due to poor nutrition. So we think 75 to 80 years is pretty old, but are we settling for a shortened life when we could live to be 140? Well, in biblical times, we read that our ancient ancestors lived to be 700, 800, or even 900 years old. Methuselah lived to be 969 years old. You can read about him in Genesis, the 5th chapter. Now, can you imagine living that long? Whew. You know, close to 1,000 years old. I don't think our government would approve, especially since the government's Ponzi scheme, also known as Medicare, Social Security, they couldn't compensate for such longevity. They just couldn't. Nope. You know, I'd settle for a few hundred years, really, of some ancient vitality, wouldn't you? But alas, we are probably, you know, there's probably some law that says we can't work past the age of 90, right? But we know that the ancients ate healthier than we do today. So what did they eat that helped them live longer and live more active life? So we're going to kind of check it out. We're going to look at some cultural clues because our ancestors, our ancient ancestors, they did some things differently. They took time to enjoy a meal. They actually reclined on the floor at the table, almost like the Orientals. You know, they kind of pull up some carpet, you know. Have a meal. Often there was only two meals served, at noon and at evening. So also the eating utensils were probably scarce, so they ate with their hands. Very common, still is in some countries. Barbecued ribs and fried chicken, that's a hands-on food, right? Okay, so we do it too. Now, whole grain breads were used for dipping into soups and stews. No double-decker sandwiches were in the ancient times. No, no, no. Well, let's talk about some of their nutrition, because the whole grains that the ancients used included barley, flax, millet, spelt, and wheat. Meats, the meats they ate were lamb, deer, antelope, ox, gazelle, goat, fish, quail, and chicken. They used milk, curds, eggs, olive oil. They were all the staple, along with some spices. They had salt, mustard, garlic, coriander, cumin, and fennel. And, you know, I'm not into, you know, eating bugs, but our ancestors did eat locusts, grasshopper, crickets. They dipped them in honey. Now, the beverage of choice that they had was water, but wine was also served, you know, if you could afford it. Fruits and nuts were in abundance, like figs and almonds. That was pretty much dessert. An ancient dish would have been like lamb stew with figs and wine. Apple salad may have been served as a side dish. Now, for dessert, they served raisin, maybe, and barley cake with tea, you know, if you had the money to afford that. If lamb stew was not on the menu, how about some fish that they would cook with honeycomb with whole baked onions? Or chicken, if you're a chicken lover, there wasn't any Bojangles or KFC back then, so they would have to have served chicken with spinach and prunes. Yeah, that's what they ate. The ancients knew how to cook simply for nutrition, and they used combinations of spice with sweet and sour, and they made the meal interesting and satisfying. Well, let's look at what they used for supplements. Did our ancient ancestors have their own version of supplements to stay healthy? Well, in a way they did, but they really didn't look at them as supplements. It was a way of life. And so you take, for instance, wheatgrass, which are these leafy blades without the gluten-rich wheat grain, so there's no gluten in it, okay? And this was a gluten-free food, and they would use wheatgrass. The use of wheatgrass goes back to ancient Egypt thousands of years ago. The Egyptians held the wheatgrass as a sacred food due to its positive health benefits and its vitality. So those who ate wheatgrass felt the nutritional strength of it, and it was highly revered. So if we jump forward now to the 1930s a little bit, wheatgrass was becoming popular in America. Thanks to Charles Schnapple, he was an agricultural chemist who helped make wheatgrass popular, along with research studies using chickens and wheatgrass, which was known to offer extensive health benefits to the chicken. Have a better chicken. Yeah? So if you have chickens, if you raise chickens, you might want to feed them some wheatgrass. They're going to produce a higher quality egg. Okay? Also, Schnapple was able to get the attention of two large corporations, Quaker Oats and American Dairies, who contributed millions to further his research into the benefits of wheatgrass. So Schnapple, he later sold a powdered wheatgrass supplement, and by the 1940s, doctors like Charles Kittering was actually promoting the healing properties of the chlorophyll that they found in the wheatgrass and some other foods. All right, let's look at these wheatgrass studies real quick. There's been many of them on the wheatgrass. Many researchers found it was beneficial for wheatgrass to boost the blood and the immune system. So this vital food source is loaded with vitamins and minerals, and this is why our ancient ancestors liked it and used it. One study found that wheatgrass helped to control inflammation and irritable bowel syndrome and colitis. Just 3 ounces of wheatgrass juice per day seemed to relieve pain, diarrhea, and rectal bleeding. No clinical trials have been done on wheatgrass regarding cancer, although there are reports that wheatgrass helps to shrink tumors. Other sources have stated wheatgrass nutrition helps with common cold, bronchitis, infections, cystitis, gout, arthritis, skin disorders, constipation, and anemia. According to Dr. Chris Reynolds, a pilot study suggested that wheatgrass helps to remove toxicity from your bloodstream and helps with breast cancer patients taking chemotherapy. And one paper of cases and studies of patients with skin disorders showed that the chlorophyll in the wheatgrass had a therapeutic effect. It stimulated cell metabolism to repair damaged skin tissue. So when you use wheatgrass on burn patients, wheatgrass will cut the infection rate and accelerate the healing rate. Isn't that great? Now, some research has gone on to use wheatgrass on leukemia patients, and it seems to help deter cell death. Of course, you layer that with dandelion root, and you got a great combo there. Japanese and U.S. scientists have long studied the benefits of wheatgrass, and Dr. Arthur Robinson, director of the Oregon Institute of Science and Medicine, headed a wheatgrass project back in 1978 at the Linus Pauling Institute. And their findings were that their wheatgrass reduces the likelihood and severity of cancerous lesions by 75%. In mice, of course, but you know. Other studies have confirmed that this finding. Dr. Chin-Nan Lai at the University of Texas, he had some research on their nutrition and cancer and wheatgrass, which had a cleansing effect, he said, of toxins and heavy metals out of the body and helped people regenerate their blood. Isn't that great? I love it. So I say we can all graze away and have some wheatgrass. Lots of vitamin A in wheatgrass, as well as your vitamin C. So let's see. I mean, you can have some wheatgrass, and to comparison of the vitamin A in wheatgrass, you'd have to eat like 350 pounds of carrots to equal that. Yeah. You also excellent source of B's, vitamin E, of course, lots of minerals in your wheatgrass, your calcium, iron, potassium, magnesium, selenium, and zinc, and other trace elements. So it has 17 amino acids as well, helps you digest and absorb more protein, have more energy. And the chlorophyll offers protection against carcinogens. So Japanese, they found research on chlorophyll in the wheatgrass. It's a great cancer deterrent. It neutralizes toxins. I guess they're using that now over there in Japan. What do you think? How much wheatgrass per dose? Well, using pure wheatgrass by itself, they're saying a quarter teaspoon of the powder 1 to 3 times a day, or 1 to 2 tablespoons several times a day if you're having a problem with something. So if you're looking for wheatgrass, guess where you'll find it? You're going to find it at the powerherbs.com website. The Apothecary Herbs folks, they have that wheatgrass ingredient certified organic. It's in their Body Foundation food mix. And in that mix, you're going to find other nutritionist filled herbs that really revitalize the body, give it the nutrition it needs. It has the minerals, the vitamins, the amino acids, the protein, all from plants. No animal products in there, and it's all organic, certified organic, or wild crafted. So check it out. You can get a whole month supply of that stuff for like $40. Interesting. Thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call, 866-229-3663. I'm out of time, folks. I got to go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed mental physician if you dare before you use any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.